The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, the NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use code VSIN. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Big thanks to our first guest of the Friday show, Paul Carr, talking some Premier League. We'll have Lou Finicaro coming up in 15 minutes on the UFC and NHL postseason. Adam Burke in a half hour in Major League Baseball. Matt Grissom in 45 minutes on college baseball. Loaded guest list here for your Friday. Also on Friday, we have a double dip in the NBA, Kelly Bidlin, and we go back to the well here. And a couple of fascinating series with how they've played out so far. Firstly, in the Minnesota series, where the Wolves are up 2-0. They go back home now, taking on Denver. Potential last stand here for the Nuggets. But the line still, despite this being the ultimate situational, got to have it spot here for the Nuggets, Kelly, because of some of the banged up nature of the Nuggets roster and Jamal Murray's status being injured, yeah. The line is not so has not whatsoever gone in that Denver direction. We're sitting pretty standardly at the 4.5. Really no buyback. I haven't seen it all here on Denver, even though there was a brief move up to Minnesota that's come down since.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that you just break down the four series. Like, oh boy, did a whole lot change last night with how you view all these series, because all of a sudden this becomes, you already knew the Nuggets were in trouble. Now this is somehow the most lopsided series, and it's not even really close, right, through two games. So, I did put a bet in on the Timberwolves early when this first opened up, laying 3.5 on that. But, part of that bet was just assuming that Jamal Murray was probably going to be missing at least a game, because it's, in my opinion, criminal that he's not. It's beyond bizarre. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. I have no idea how he's playing in this game tonight, but he will be. He will be hampered. He will be. He is dealing with an injury still to that calf. Reggie Jackson, the ankle injury. Got some of these teams like and Knicks. We're going to get to in a minute, but this is both these teams are just getting really, really thin as far as quality players that they can put out on the court. So I think it's kind of fascinating, Ben, just of talking line moves, right? So this opens Timberwolves 3.5. With the possibility that Jamal Murray could be suspended, right? He doesn't get suspended, and we're still out to 4.5 now on Minnesota with no real buyback from the Denver side. So I think it's fascinating just from a betting line move discussion of where we're at with this game. I would still lean to Minnesota. I think from what you've seen the first couple games, this is who this Minnesota team is. Now, can the Nuggets team put something else together here to look a little bit better tonight and give Nikola Jokic some help? We'll see. But, man, like you brought up earlier, this is one of the better defenses we've seen in a long time. You get Rudy Gobert back tonight. Reminder, defensive player of the year wasn't their game, too. You get him back in the lineup tonight if you're Minnesota. Not a heavy bet for me, but I laid the 3.5 on the opener. I didn't add anything more since then. I don't know if I'd be rushing currently to go hammer him here, but definitely a heavy lean even at 4.5 heading into the game tonight for me with Minnesota. Just whatever, everything they've been able to do offensively and defensively. We had questions about what this offense was going to look like in the playoffs. They were kind of a middle-of-the-road offense throughout the whole season with by far the best defense in the league. And, half-court execution becomes huge in the playoffs, and Anthony Edwards has really taken this team, I think, to a new level where they really do have a shot to win an NBA championship. So at current number, current situation, current injury report, heavy lean to the 4.5 on Minnesota.
And this total also has been drawn so much to the under that we've actually seen some over money come in, open 204 up to 205 in a lot of spots. And it's kind of the point now, Kelly, where if you're looking to still back that Minnesota D that has matched up so well with Denver. The length has been able to neutralize so much of what Denver wants to do on offense, and they've kind of just made it a Nikola Jokic will get his. Everybody else is pretty much neutered. And you look at the Jamal Murray piece of this, who's just been atrocious in the series, setting aside the extracurriculars, if we're going to be really kind to him, from the other game. 25 points on 9 of 32 shooting, 2 of 8 from 3, 25 total points, yet his player prop is at 20.5 here for tonight. Like, is that the only realistic way now you can with value, still attack these attack the Minnesota defense? Is just look at player prop unders now on Denver, or is there another way around this?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, the Minnesota defense is that good, and I wouldn't blame anybody for kind of taking that approach. I still, just beginning series notes for me, going back to before this even started, I kind of had over-circled, thought these numbers were going to be a little low, and now that we've really taken a dip here, yeah. I'd actually look, I think we're getting to that point where we're getting at least close to that point where, to me, the only way you can look is over with how low this number is getting. But I understand. If you want to just isolate the Denver side, right, to kind of go against them, I think that would make sense. Obviously, I've got a bet on the Minnesota spread. So, yeah, I think you could do different things, right? Team total under if you wanted to look that way for Denver, if you wanted to attack player props like Murray, and that number – it feels about accurate. I would actually recommend, if you're betting that one way or the other, you got to mix in some alts. Either if he's going over, he's probably going way over that number, and if he's going under, he might be going way under that number.
Denver at 100.5 on that team total, by the way, with Jamal Murray set to play tonight in that game, even though Minnesota's now up. $6 favorite to win the series. Denver with a ton of work to do there, trying to come from down a 2-0 hole and on the road there in Minnesota tonight. Another series that is at 2-0 here, Kelly, and it represents some interesting betting line prices, at least on the series here. We also will go back to the Eastern Conference tonight. We have Game 3 as we go to Indiana, the New York Knicks taking on the Indiana Pacers, and there has been a pretty sizable move here just in the general line. Updating my odd screen here, Indiana now out to 7-point favorites across the board, out from a 5.5 opener. And on the series price, while the general thought was, okay, Knicks, they're taking care of business, this thing is pretty much done and dusted. Minus 320, Pacers at plus 260 there on the series price in the 2-0 hole. What do you make there, Kelly, on that line move here? We're big move to the side, big move as well to the total here down to 222.5 as injury continues to also be a big storyline in this series. And it's like, how many guys will the Knicks be able to suit up tonight, I think, is a big question.
Yeah, I mean, massive movement on this game, on this series price, and I think it's all fair, Ben. It's just the Knicks already play such a short rotation and small number of guys off the bench, and you're talking OG Anunoby, you know, is out now. Mitchell Robinson out for this game. Jalen Brunson, okay, he was amazing in the second half of that game the other night. But what can he keep doing this through all the injuries he's battling through? Him and Luka are just something special right now. This was the series price movement is really fascinating to me because I was heavy in on the Knicks to win this series. I went and bought off my position a little bit right after Game 2 ended. I grabbed plus 375 on the Pacers.
Wow.
Ben, plus 375. This has come all the way down to plus 260 over at DraftKings. So major, major movement. I took them plus a game and a half, too. This Pacers team is tough to figure out. The injuries mounting here for New York. I like Indiana tonight. I went and checked my regular season numbers and regular season numbers, and what would I kind of make this spread given the injuries. It's about right on for me. I actually thought this was still going to be a little heavy, and I would be saying that I think Knicks at plus 7 still has a little bit of value in it. This is about right as I would set it, and I think really the problem is how much Jalen Brunson has been used in this, and you don't really know what his status is, right? You don't really know what you're going to get out of him in this game tonight. So I would almost recommend, if you're considering a side in this, I think you got to look live. I don't know if I'd be firing anything pregame. You got to see how Brunson's going to be moving. He's going to go. This guy has proven he is tough as nails. He's going to go and tough it out as best as he can no matter what. But how effective can he be? I mean, we saw what happened last game. He leaves the court for an entire quarter. You have no idea what's going on with him. And then, clearly hobbled in the second half of that game, but still able to get it done. I think this is really tough to talk about from a side standpoint tonight. And it could be, I think if you are liking the Pacers tonight, I'm laying 7, and I'm probably mixing in some alts on this one too. I think you're laying 9.5, laying 10.5, something like that, because this could turn into a rout. And if it does start heading that direction, Ben, I think you're going to see Tibbs pull all those guys that have been playing major minutes, like Josh Hart, get him some rest while you can, kind of sneak that in a game if it's already looking like a loss.
Yeah, it kind of feels like either you're going to have that one extreme or it's going to be Knicks magic again.
I hope
Brunson
it keeps
might
running.
Score 50,
right, let's go.
And it could be a tight game. Brunson on the player prop, even listed as questionable, but because there's just nobody else, you've got two key pieces of the rotation, like you mentioned, Kelly, out tonight. 35.5 on the point prop for Brunson. A guy who went under 30 points for the first time since game 2 of round 1, the last game of this series.
Ben, if you gave me $100 of your money, I wouldn't bet the under. He's all banged up. I wouldn't do that to you, my friend. I don't believe it.
Even with
as much.
The injury piece, I look at my first reaction was like, well, that seems kind of light. Like, who else is scoring for the Knicks? Like, he might on one leg score 40. He's done it before.
Man. I want a DiVincenzo player props. You might need to look over. He might get a lot
20 and
of
a half.
Shots tonight.
20.5 of the points for Dante DiVincenzo.
I might get involved in that.
We'll talk a little more NBA to close the show. But up next, we transition NHL, UFC talk with our pal Lou Finicaro right after this on VSiN.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.